airtime. Please do look up the article and listen as you hear this movement going forward. Don't just take what you hear in the media for at face value. And thank you for listening to KBOO Evening News.
45 DJs play
45 RPM records
all day.
Tune into KBOO on November 16th from noon to midnight
for a special 45th anniversary celebration.
DJs will play 15-minute sets of 45 RPM records.
While from noon to 8 p.m., we'll have an open house birthday party at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue with refreshments,
birthday cake, station tours, and more.
So join us November 16th.
In person at KBOO from noon to 8 p.m. and on air from noon to midnight.
To celebrate our 45th year of serving the musical, political, and cultural needs of the Portland metro area, Cascadia, and the world.
For more information, go to kboo.fm/45RPM2013.
Hi, I'm Joanne Hardesty. Join me on November 14th for a stimulating conversation on Voices from the Edge. I will be interviewing John Nichols and Robert McChesney, co-authors of Dollarocracy, a new book on how the money and media election complex is destroying America. Join us from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on November 14th on Voices from the Edge.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
You're listening to Out Loud Radio on 90.7 FM KBOO. I'm Natalie Marie, and joining me in the studio today is a very special guest, the always lovely Dexter Flowers.
Hi, Natalie. I'm so glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is a special show of Out Loud today, as Dexter is not only joining me today, but she has also helped produce the show and gather a lot of the content. So it just kind of occurred organically. We just grew from an idea of let's get together, and Dexter is very interested in producing radio. And so we said, come on down, let's do this. So it's as easy as that for people to get involved, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Natalie was just amazing showing me around the station and how to do things, and it's just such an exciting thing to be involved in.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of things lined up. Actually, we're going to talk to Dexter a little bit and then go into a podcast that she's done, and actually as her initiation into radio, as it mm-hmm. as it were. And also in the hour, we're going to be listening to some tracks, some musical tracks from some upcoming bands that are playing shows this week and throughout the month. And then later in the show, we're going to be talking with Amy Blue, who is doing a compilation album benefit for Oregon United for Marriage. And then we'll hear some tracks from that LP, and then also from Amy. So great show lined up. Before we get started and go into it, we just got a couple of announcements. Want everybody to know what's going on. First off, Wednesday, November 20th, is the International Trans Day of Remembrance. Now, the Human Dignity Coalition is putting on an event. They are honored to invite Portland-based writer, activist, and inaugural The Trans 100 honoree, Monica Megahertz, to speak in Bend for Trans Day of Remembrance. As I said, it's an international day commemorating, honoring, and celebrating transgender people whose lives were cut short by anti-trans violence in the past year. For more information on this event, you can go to check on Facebook, Trans Day of Remembrance with Monica Megahertz. And also, of course, going on the same day in Portland is the Mass of Healing, a candlelight vigil, which will take place at the Metropolitan Community Church of Portland, located at 2400 Northeast Broadway.
We also have Thankful, a holiday benefit for the arts, and it takes place on Sunday, December 1st, 2013, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Arcaform, located on 2303 North Randolph Avenue, Portland, Oregon. Tickets are $15 and can be purchased at thankful.bpt.me or 1-800-838-3006. Thankful, a holiday benefit for the arts, and it's sponsored by Arcaform and the Boeing Company, and will feature performances by AWOL Dance Collective, Polaris Dance Theater, and the Circus Project, and live music from Portland's beloved Vagabond Opera. Complimentary drinks and delicious snacks will be provided courtesy of Arcaform. AWOL Dance Collective trains and presents an elite company of aerial dancers, as well as offers classes to the general public in aerial fitness, aerial yoga, and aerial dance in a positive, empowering, community-oriented setting. The Circus Project produces contemporary circus performances and offers classes to the general public and creates an artistic haven for Portland's most vulnerable citizens through specialized outreach programs for homeless and at-risk youth. Polaris Dance Theater makes inspiring dance performances and education that is fully accessible to the community.
Awesome. And also, don't forget to mark your calendars for December 1st, which is World AIDS Day. Q Center will be hosting an event they do every year through symbol, song, and story. Come share in the spirit of life and be strengthened by the message of hope. Pause to honor and support those living with HIV and AIDS and remember those lost. December 1st, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 4115 North Mississippi.
And we also have a fun event, Eat My Martini, Portland's newest lesbian club night. Portland is long overdue for a regular lady spot. Every Friday, drink specials, dancers, DJs, and more. 9 p.m. at the Fontaine Blue, which is on 237 Northeast Broadway. Don't you ever want to see a performance ran by women with ego, determination, love, faith, humor, beauty, and above-average intelligence? Well, you are one lucky Portlander because your dream is about to become a reality. There's an amazing show. It's being put on by the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls. It's at the Firehouse at IFCC tomorrow, 5340 North Interstate Avenue. It is all ages. Doors are at 7:30, and the show starts at 8 p.m. sharp, and it is $5. It's going to be an amazing group of women who are amazing musicians and rock and rollers. Almost everyone who's playing works at Rock Camp. Cool. And, it's also part of Tender Forever's concussion tour. So it's going to be part of her tour dates, and it's Dubai's La Pump, Breakup Flowers, and Tender Forever.
Great. Some awesome women playing some awesome music. And we're actually going to hear a couple of tracks from a few of the artists later on in the program. So stay tuned for that. Also, real quick, listeners, I want you to write this number down if you don't have it on speed dial on your phone. It's the number for the studio here, 503-231-8187. It's 503-231-8187. And the reason I want you to write this down is because later on in the show, we're going to be giving away some pairs of tickets to the Swashbucklers Ball, which is a benefit for the Q Center. It's the 16th of November at 7 p.m. at the Melody Ballroom. So I'm going to come up with something for y'all to call in, and the first person that can call in and give me the information I need will go ahead and win these tickets.
Exciting.
So you'll be on the guest list for that show. Yeah. So write that number down again, 503-231-8187. And now Miss Dexter Flowers. We're gonna play the podcast that you had recorded earlier as part of your indoctrination, I guess, into making radio, and an interview you did with one of your friends or with somebody. Tell me a little bit about it.
So I was talking to my friend Cindy Anderson. She was visiting in town, making a music video, actually, and we were just talking about dreams and life, and I was talking a lot about how I've always wanted to do radio shows before, and something has held me back from ever making it a reality. Mm-hmm. And she said, why don't I just come over and do this? So basically, this podcast, we made my first podcast, which is an advice show, except for the twist is that I'm getting advice as opposed to giving it.
Cool. I like that. And it's sort of occurred similarly, then, it sounds like, with the way, you know, you got involved with Out Loud to come on and produce. I remember you were on the show last month, and we had just sort of talked afterwards and you expressed an interest in making radio. And really, you know, it's as easy as that. If you want to do it, you come in here and you do it. You know, there's a couple of classes you got to take, which are free, of course. Learn a little bit about making radio. And it doesn't help to have somebody, you know, who can also show you a way, or, you know, a couple of the things that go into this. So here you are making radio again.
And here you can be too. Yes. I know. I feel like, I hope that this is inspiring for people who have been wanting to make radio and come join us and become part of the KBOO family, which I'm really excited to start doing.
Yes, welcome. And just like Dexter says, it's an open invitation to anyone. So if you're interested in making radio, come on down and do it. Just get involved. Now let's listen to the podcast that you did. We're going to play that, and then we'll come back and just talk a little bit before we listen to some music.
Exciting. So, thank you.
All right. So this is Dexter Flowers in the introductory podcast, Radio.
Hi, I'm Dexter Flowers, and this is the first installment of my radio show called Can I Talk Yet? And the date today is October 23rd, 2013. My first guest today is Cindy Anderson, and let me tell you a little bit about our show. It is an advice show, except for we have a different twist on this. I am going to have a conundrum that is new every installment. And then I'm going to invite somebody whose opinion I value to come and give me advice. So welcome to our little advice show. How's it going, Cindy?
Hi, Dexter. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad. It's wonderful. We just had a really good cookie.
Yeah, it was totally yummy.
We had a friendship cookie. It came, I don't know, from where, our pocket or something.
A cute girl.
Yeah. Oh, cute girl. I love that. Thank you for sharing your cookie with me.
Sure. Thanks for sharing it with me, Dex.
You're already on a good foot, I feel.
I know. So really, this is the first show, and the deal is, instead of you giving out advice, you want us to give you advice?
And I just want to be clear, I'm so good at giving advice, and I think most of my best friends really value that about me. But, you know, I really like receiving some advice. It's something that I have a lot of little things come up, and I just think it would be really thought-provoking, and I'm sure lots of different conversations could come out of it, and, you know, just start with a conundrum and see where that goes.
You really have asked the right person to come, then, because I love talking to people about their stuff.
Me too. I really like it too. And so it's called Can I Talk Yet? Because ultimately, like, I always really like to share my opinion, and so it's also a little bit of a challenge, you know, for me to just, you know, receive advice. And
oh my God, I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about.
I know, I'm excited. So
on that note, I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
You know what? Neither do I. That's perfect. Just kidding.
Okay, so let's have it, Dex.
Let's have it. Well, this idea, well, we were talking the other day just about my fears about starting a radio show.
Right.
So it's going to be a little bit about that. I, for some reason, felt a little blocked about taking the leap into making a regular radio show.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, like, insecurities, different things have come up for me. I've just felt scared because I think it's something that I want really badly. I've wanted to make a radio show for many years, and I've been on the radio a huge amount of times, you know, just to help promote events or to do storytelling, or never my own radio show.
Right.
I've done that. I had one radio show where I interviewed somebody and it was really scary live. But, you know, I did do that one time just as a little experiment. I'm trying to think so the radio show thing is something that, oh yeah, I volunteer at KBOO all the time for the drives. I even did Grateful Dead night, which was a little hard for me, but I did it because, you know, putting my time in and trying to energetically manifest the confidence to be on the radio.
Right. So I'm visiting from New York. I'm visiting Portland. And when because we try to see each other whenever possible when we're in the same place.
Very fond of each other.
And because I've known you since you were 17.
Yes.
And when we got to hang out last week or the week before, you were telling me about this radio show that you wanted to do. And I asked you why you weren't just doing it.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get to the bottom of that. Maybe you can help me with that. Why am I, you know, what is the block here? I think would be my big self question. What is my block to doing something that I really wanted to do forever? Like for a long time.
Yeah. I think everybody has that block.
Yeah.
I mean, you already said it. It's kind of like because you care about it and it's something that you fantasized about. And I think that's just like human nature. When we care so much about something or we fantasize about something, maybe if we actually put the wheels in motion and made it happen, it wouldn't be as romantic as it was in our head or something like that.
Right. So, like actually actualizing things takes a lot of work. You think that that's part of it?
No, I don't think it's the work part. I don't think it's the work part. And I really don't think it's the work part for you because I know that you can work.
I'm a worker.
You're totally a worker and you're a total worker bee and you have a lot of energy to give to that. But I think that I don't know. Yeah, it's gotta be, you need encouragement from your people, you know?
Right. Which brings me to another aspect of this is that I'm actively in therapy right now, which is very exciting. You know, because
therapy is very exciting.
Oh my gosh. I know people get scared of it, but who does not want an hour of just like undivided attention? It's amazing.
Go to therapy camp if I could.
I know, like 3 times a week or therapy camp.
I would go to sleepaway camp.
Sleepaway camp. I like that idea. And you have like you each get turns with active listening.
Yeah, I mean, that could also be like rehab or something, but that window's passed.
No, this would be literally just to like be heard. It would be like be heard camp. You know,
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go be heard now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love it.
Yeah.
So you're in therapy.
I'm in therapy. And one of the main things I'm working on is self-reliance and being able to self-soothe and not need validation from others. And that's something I'm working really hard on. So it's interesting that I want to have this radio show where I'm getting advice because, you know, I am just like, I love getting advice. Like I love having feedback. It's one of these things. So, you know, I definitely want this to be a functional situation that's not going to make me, you know, stuck in my, you know, my pattern of needing advice.
Well, but Dexter, what a better way to be able to play out your old patterns of getting validation if you're doing it through art.
Well, I feel like there's a reason I needed it for so long. And maybe it's, you know, so I have all this practice to turn into something creative.
Yeah.
Because don't you think it's like these things that are downfalls and our pitfalls are often our biggest, like some of our best qualities. And on the flip side of it a little bit, like can be things that can be really inspirational and turned into something that's like healing art for other people.
Oh my God. Totally. I mean, listen, if you know anything about like different tarot spreads.
Oh, I do. Look to your right. I have my tarot cards.
Oh my God. So
I have a whole bunch of decks right there.
Maybe we can pull a couple of cards at the, when we near the end of the radio show, but
it's brilliant.
In one of the spreads, there's like, and I know nothing really about tarot very much, but there's like this Celtic spread. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah. The Celtic cross.
There is one of the positions of that cross is biggest hope, biggest fear. Mm-hmm. And those are like, they're really one of the same a lot. You know what I mean? Biggest hope, biggest fear is like, that comes up for me every single day. It's like the thing that I hope the most for is the thing that I fear the most. And I think that people don't realize that everybody has that. Mm-hmm. So by you saying that you want to have this advice show where you receive advice from other people, but also you just really want to pay attention that, you know, that know that you're like doing your own work about being able to self-soothe and everything else like that. Like, you can have all of that too, but I think that by opening yourself up in this way to say, hey, what do you think I should do about this? Like, I think that you're probably going to be of service to a lot of other people that are maybe too afraid to ask for
Advice.
Advice or feedback from people.
And I'm hoping that, you know, the eclectic amounts of questions I have, well, there will be something for everybody there, you know?
Right. And be like, Dexter asked, and yeah.
And what about this, too? Like, therapeutic, it's like, you channel it for this one show, you know, and then maybe I don't do it as much every day. You know what I mean? I just save it up for the show.
Totally. You can jot down your ideas.
Right. And it can become like I'm writing a show as opposed to I'm having some kind of like a constant need for something. You know?
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then just, like save it.
Yeah.
Save
and it's not so much like a need as it is providing a service.
It's providing a service because, you know, I think there's like nothing more therapeutic than being able to laugh at things that were once hard or to be able to like have a sense of humor about things. And and I mean, the issues can be really broad. They're, you know, I don't feel like they always have to be completely about my personal life, though I think it'll probably go there.
Sure.
You know, they can be.
So what's our first, like, what's the first kind of advice thing that you want feedback on how to make this radio show happen?
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking that we could go into like romance advice, which is so much more, you know.
Well, let's start with the radio show first and then go into romance.
You think we should go into romance?
I love going
into
romance.
Oh my God. So do I.
But let's start with the radio show. This is a perfect example of how your dreams can come true. You said, how am I going to do this radio show thing? And I said, why don't I come over and why don't we record it?
It's amazing. Yeah.
So you're already doing it.
Kismet.
This is your first radio show.
Right now.
Right. So what's the next question? Because now we've already solved that.
Oh my God.
We can go into, I mean,
you think
we can talk
more. We have solved it because here we are.
You're actively doing it. And I really, really, really believe, like, for instance, I really wanted to make this film that I just finished not too long ago. And there was a lot of things that could stop me from making this film happen. Like, I have to really know what the structure of it's going to be before I get into it as a documentary.
Do you want to say what your documentary is?
My documentary is called The Punk Singer. And it's a documentary film about Kathleen Hanna, who is a feminist musician, artist, really, really one of the smartest thinkers of my generation and really inspiring person. And so I felt like I could just jump in and start making the film because mm-hmm. I had the cooperation of my friend Kathleen. Or I could spend a really long time planning it and like coming up with the budget and then trying to figure out how we were going to get the money to make it. And I knew that I really wanted to make it happen. So I just jumped in and turned the camera on. And then all of a sudden I was making a film. I really could have been freaked out and tried to plan for a lot longer. And I just know from experience that not much can get done that way.
That's a really good point.
And it really can't. Like, if you say publicly, I'm making this thing enough times, people are like, you're making that thing. And if you say, like, I'm a radio host and I have this radio show, and you record your first radio show, you're a radio show host with a radio show. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
So it's congratulations. Like
that. Oh, thank you. So, right. Well, I remember when we were having that brunch at my place of business.
Yeah.
And with our friend, he said, start where you're at, which I thought was just such...
Who was our friend who said that?
Cubby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She said, start where you're at. Like, it's like, if you're feeling a certain way or you're nervous, like, just make it about that. Like, just start where you're at. You don't have to be somewhere else in order to do the thing you love to do.
Right. It's like you get to do it just as you are now.
I feel like people wait around until they're ready. And here's the cruel reality of that. We're never ready.
Right.
You know what I mean? If we're going to sit around and wait to be perfect, we're not going to be doing the things that we want to do. And I think that that's what stops so many people from following their passions. It's like, listen, if you're really ill prepared and it sucks, you don't have to do anything with it. But that shouldn't stop you from starting it and trying it, you know?
I totally agree with you. And I feel like that's a way we stop ourselves in many ways, you know? I relate to that with romance stuff. Sometimes I'm like, I actually am working on myself, so it's not a good time to date, you know? And I'll do that. And that can be a prolonged amount of time where
the rest of your life.
I'm like, someday when I'm more confident, someday when I like, you know, not as touchy, or someday when I work on this or that. Someday when I stop being sweet. We were having such a good conversation about that earlier, too.
Yeah. Maybe this is a good place to segue into romance stuff.
Okay.
And then,
Yeah, good eye for that. It's perfect.
So what is the advice about...
Oh, that's a hard one. Just now I'm nervous. Start where you're at.
Wherever you go, there you are.
That will totally can be the thing on the radio show every time. We'll just, you know, like I'll just say, start where you're at. But, you know, that'll be like the...
Yeah, you can tell your guest, just say to me, start where you're at, Dexter.
Hey, Cindy, thank you so much for coming by. We're going to pick up on where we left off at the next episode. Episode two. Because I'm now a radio show host because we've christened me, and here I am.
I'm so happy about
it. I am really excited, and I'm so glad that you were the one to be here. And so I was just thinking, you know, to end the show, it'd really be awesome if you could read my tarot cards.
Oh, great. And would it be about the radio show? Like, or is that the energy that you're putting into the cards?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question. I would say I just actually want to pull a card for what would be the best thing for me to focus on right now. You know, what would be a really good focal point for me in life?
Well,
do you think, or do you think something more specific?
Okay, speaking of advice, I think that you need to be specific about it, because I don't think a card is going to tell you what you're, I don't know, maybe, I'm not a tarot card reader. But I think that you don't have to know what you're asking a question about, but I think you should concentrate on one area of your life.
All right.
And then do a shuffle, and then I'll do my witchy interpretation of what I think it means. And I have to tell you, it's going to be a jackass interpretation, because I'm not a tarot card reader.
I know, and I am actually, but I, you know, I have done a little tarot reading, but I just really like the idea of, you know, of you being the tarot reader.
I can't wait.
I feel very pampered right now.
I think you should pick three cards.
Three cards. Okay.
And what's
past,
the deck?
Past, present, future. The deck is the Rider-Waite deck.
Okay.
We also have these affirmation fairy cards that I've had since I was a teenager.
Nice.
And they just have very simple things on them. They, you know, they just give you a little, you know, a little focus on this. This will help you. So, all right. So
I have an idea then.
Yes.
So let's do the first this deck, and then we'll end on an affirmation.
I love that. And so my question, what is my question?
You don't have to tell us.
I don't have to tell you. Mm-mm. It can be anything. I'm going to keep my question private.
Perfect.
Because I don't want to give away too much too soon on my first show.
Totally.
We'll get more personal as things go. I just have to keep tuning in.
Okay. Tell me when you're done shuffling.
I'm done.
Okay. All right. I'm going to grab the deck. I'm going to pull over three cards.
That's my past.
King of Cups.
Future.
I don't read upside down.
I thought, so you have red cards a little bit.
Oh, wow. Look at this. This is great.
Oh, that looks good.
So you have the King of Cups.
As my recent past.
And the present situation is, what card is it?
Three of Cups.
The Three of Cups. Mm-hmm. Look at it. There's three lovely ladies, and they all have gold cups holding them up to the sky. I don't know what that means, but it looks like a party to me.
It is. It's
a celebration.
Card. It's a celebration. It's a friendship card. It's new, like, collaborations, friendship.
Like, perfect.
Yeah.
Is, yeah.
Excitement, celebration.
All right. And then your near future is the Sun card.
Which is,
more celebration.
More celebration.
It's like, look at, there's this like naked baby on some kind of unicorn, and the sun is shining, and the baby has its arms open wide, and it's like flying an orange, beautiful Buddhist-looking flag. I don't know what it means exactly, but it looks like a good time.
It looks like a good time to me, too.
Okay, and then, so just to recap here, the first card, your recent past, is King of Cups. This guy looks like he knows what he's doing. I don't, okay, you can tell me how far on or off I am.
You are intuitive, Cindy. You're Scorpio, so I'm actually really excited to just hear your interpretation.
Okay, so this guy looks to me like somebody a little bit older and maybe a mentor. And seems really, really solid and useful and like a holder of information. Mm. And I would venture to say that maybe this is about you kind of trusting in a guide or an influence or a mentor in some way. That the information, whatever information that it is that you need, I'm going to say this is about your radio show.
I think so.
And this is about knowing that whatever information that you need to move forward with this idea, this is about trusting that that information and the wisdom is there.
Yes.
And that's bringing you to a place right now where you can let go of some of that nervousness that you were talking about before, and you can actually just join in celebration and allow yourself to be excited about some of the different guests that you're going to ask to come along and some of the conversations that you're going to have, and kind of let go of any kind of fear that might be holding you back from, is this a brilliant idea or not? It's just what it is, and you have in your environment the support that you need. And if you follow that, bringing you into the future, you have a little sunshine. You have the sun here. And I think that I could be wrong, but maybe this is about like new beginnings and a new journey into something that, you know, could be really fruitful for you.
It's beautiful.
They're beautiful cards.
I really love the Rider-Waite deck. It's like the woman went into a trance who made that. Like drew them all and like went into this trance and
really,
yeah, like nice. Sat like until she finished all the cards, and that's what I heard.
Wow. Okay. So now I think that you should shuffle your fairy deck and pick, tell me when you're done shuffling and I'm going to pick the one card for you.
And so I'm going to try to picture nature as I'm doing this because, I mean, we do have trees all around where we're at right now.
We do, and they're all turning colors. It's fall. It's beautiful.
Right, and I always feel like this is a treehouse up here. So, but they're supposed to work best surrounded by nature because they're fairy cards.
And we're totally in the fall treehouse of Portland, in Portland, Oregon.
All right, so... Oh, did you see that happen?
Yeah, that just popped out.
Popped out into my hand.
All right, the card that just flew out of your hand... is super gay.
Okay, can we describe what it looks like before we interpret it, please?
Yeah, okay. So what we have here is a beautiful light blue and dark blue, like a mixture of different types of colors of water color mm-hmm. card. And there's
lots of blue. Yeah.
There's lots of blue in there. And there's some trees in the background, and it looks like a waterfall spilling down into a beautiful lake where there is a rainbow. And underneath the rainbow, there's a unicorn with some totally fairy wings on it.
Unifairy.
It's a unifairy. And it says that the name of the card is Kick Up Your Heels.
Let yourself have a good time.
And on that note, Dexter, I think that you're well on your way to having a really fun, super gay, beautiful future of your radio show. I'm so excited to be a part of your first one.
Oh, Cindy, thank you so much.
Simple as that, huh, Dex?
Super. <That's> simple. Who knew?
Yeah. Well on your way to making gay radio. That was awesome. It's cool. Really glad got the opportunity to hear that. And it really is as simple as that, you know, start where you're at.
start where you're at.
Yeah. You gotta start somewhere, you know, and everybody has these dreams and these aspirations. But if you're not doing anything, you know, or you're not working towards those, and people can get discouraged.
Absolutely. And I just want to say on that note, I just feel like this event that's going to be happening tomorrow is definitely about that, about collaborating and, you know, women artists getting together and different artists in town getting together and making something that's really empowering for people. So,
cool.
Yeah, so we're going to hear a couple songs from some of the performers for tomorrow's event. It's at the Firehouse at IFCC, and it is amazing. And we will be listening to a song from La Pump and then Debye's.
Oh, cool. So, oh, good. So those are two of the bands that are going to be performing. And real quick, I mentioned earlier that listeners will have an opportunity during the show to win some tickets. So this is your opportunity now. Okay, in the spirit of an advice show, I think it would be great if somebody would call in with some advice for us here at Out Loud for next month's show, for Natalie's next show next month on the second Tuesday of December. What should be the content? What should I do? What should I feature? What's going on? What do you want to hear? If somebody's willing to call in and draw a card for me, draw a tarot card, pull it out and interpret it for me tonight, for Natalie and Dexter, for Out Loud, tell us what it says. Read my cards. So, first caller to 503-231-8187. We'll get some tickets to Swashbuckler's Ball, a benefit for Q Center at the Melody Ballroom on November 16th at 7 p.m. But before we get to that, we're going to hear some tracks from La Pump and Debye's, both playing at the Firehouse
at IFCC. It's presented by the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls, and it's 5340 North Interstate Avenue.
Playing tomorrow night. And you just heard the track Magnet by La Pump. And before that was White Tiger by the band Dubais, both playing tomorrow night at the Firehouse Rock and Roll Camp for Girls sponsored event. So get down there if you want to hear some cool music. Definitely. So next we're going to be talking with Amy Blue, who has put together something special, in the process of putting something together very special. Really quick, before we talk to Amy, I want to just announce that Susan Cecil has called in and won the pair of tickets to the Swashbucklers Ball at the Melody Ballroom, which will be Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. Thank you, Susan. Susan called in with some advice for next month's show, that we do something about heroes, superheroes. And I think it kind of fits really well with the theme of queer heroes, which I know has been done before. Other organizations have talked about it, but I think it works really well. The other suggestion brought up was the aging boomer generation and how they can help the younger generation. So, thank you, Susan. Thanks for the advice. Looks good. We'll get it together and we'll get you those tickets. Actually, you'll be on the guest list. So, we'll give you a call a little bit later to explain that. But now, first off, we want to talk to Amy. We got Amy here in the studio. Amy Blue, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Amy, you've put together, or you're in the process of putting together a compilation.
Yes.
An LP. Okay. And the compilation's a benefit for?
For Oregon United for Marriage.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. So tell me a little bit really quick about how this came about.
I've been thinking that I wanted to do something more with my label. It's just kind of been a vehicle for me for a long time. And so I started thinking about, you know, where I should put my efforts if I was going to put together a compilation album and donate all the profits. And I started thinking about Oregon United for Marriage because they're working on trying to get a ballot initiative on the ballot for 2014 so that LGBT couples can, you know, hopefully legally get married. It's kind of, I'm a bisexual girl, but I live almost like a hetero lifestyle now. I'm just, you know, married and have a baby and, you know, can sometimes I think kind of take for granted that, you know, I was able to legally marry the person that I love. So it's been fun for me to do something, you know, to connect me to that queer girl inside of me, but also to be an ally.
Wonderful. That's awesome. I think a lot of times people do, you know, just take it for granted. And it's something that for me personally is not like my highest priority for marriage. But I also take for granted that, you know, that I don't have to think about it as much, you know, but it's just, it always strikes me when we talk about equality that we're still having these conversations as a society, like about who can marry who, right. You know, really, where does that come in?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, that's wonderful. That's great that you're doing this, putting this together. It's a compilation with several artists and.
Yes, there's about 10 or 11 of us on the compilation. They're all Oregon based artists.
Oh, cool. All local. Right on. So you're in here. You've got your guitar, which is awesome. So I'm hoping you're going to play a couple of songs for us. Maybe some of the submissions you have.
Definitely.
Okay.
So this will be an acoustic version of one of the songs that's going to be on the compilation.
Okay.
And it was inspired by something that Joan Crawford said. And the song is called Not the Girl Next Door.
Great.
Queen of your heart, but I'll never even start to let you in until you're gone. I go out the back way just in case. I don't mind a really good chase, but you say I've got to straighten out. If you wanna see the girl next door, go next door, next door, next door, baby. If you wanna have a good time, honey, I'm your, I'm your, I'm your.
sheets from the boys and girls I meet. Oh, you say I've got to be discreet. Don't expect me to lie still and play dead for you until you are certain you have had your fill. If you want to see the girl next door, go next door, next door, next door, baby. If you want to have a good time, honey, I'm your lady. If you want to see the girl next door, go next door, next door, next door, baby. If you want to have a good time, honey, I'm your lady.
Nice. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. So I wanted to ask if you could give me a little bit of information or a little bit of background on how you got into performing and playing music.
Oh, gosh. I've been doing it for so long, I barely remember. I know that, I was always making up songs, even from when I was like a baby, apparently. And I grew up mostly in Hawaii, and they taught ukulele in elementary school. So I learned that first, and then forgot how to play it because I didn't use it. But I was always really attracted to the guitar, and so I started playing one of those when I was 19, and just I got it down so quickly that I sort of felt like maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I just started writing a bunch of songs and started playing out only about a year after I learned guitar. And then I taught myself ukulele again. So it all came full circle.
Cool. That's nice. Well, you get such a beautiful voice, too. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Great. So this compilation you're putting together, when does it come out? When can people expect to be able to hear the full album, and where can they get a hold of it?
Well, I'm hoping that it'll be out very soon. I'm doing an Indiegogo campaign to try and pre-raise some of the funds, and so the fundraising ends next week on Monday. Okay. And the link, if people want to go to it and pre-order, it's sort of convoluted, so the easiest way is just to go to Indiegogo.com, type in Amy Blue under the keywords, and it's blue like the cheese. And then you'll find my campaign is the first thing that pops up. Or go to my website, which is amyblueband.webs.com, and there's a link on there. So I'm hoping to have it all ready to go and off to the printer by the end of this month, and then have it released sometime right before Christmas next month. So
great. Excellent. Okay, so right before Christmas.
I'm curious, how did you find the other contributors for this awesome CD that you're making?
Well, I think it was about half and half. Some were friends that I asked, and then the others were mainly, I did a Craigslist ad, and so it was really nice because I really got to feel a sense of community with how many people wanted to jump in and help out and just donate these tracks.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome. And actually, we're going to hear a track right now by one of the contributors that's going to be on the compilation. Is that right?
Yes.
So this is Nobody and His Sister and their track, But What Am I?
Yes.
Thank you.
That was the track "But What Am I" by Nobody and His Sister. Going to be on the compilation coming out that you're putting together, right, Amy?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you wanted to say something a little bit about that. Tell us what.
Well, what you heard on there was Pee-wee Herman marrying a fruit salad, and so my friend Adam, who made this song, who goes by Nobody and His Sister, he was trying to poke fun at the idea that, you know, some people like Pat Robertson say, you know, well, if gay people can get married, then I could marry ducks or, you know, anything I want. And so so I just wanted to explain a little bit about that. It was a pretty funny concept.
Yeah, definitely liked it.
That's excellent. So when can people come and see you play? Do you have any upcoming shows that we can let people know about?
Definitely. This Friday at 9 o'clock, I'll be at the 45th Street Pub and Grill in Beaverton. And I'll be at the Beaterville Cafe on Sunday at 6 p.m. In North Portland.
Wonderful.
Awesome. And we've got a little bit more time left. Amy, would you mind playing us another song? Can you hear that lovely voice?
I would love to.
All right.
And this is a song I wrote called Miss South Lake Tahoe. And I was on a little mini tour this past weekend and got to go to Spokane and see a bunch of my family. And I meant to play this song and I ran out of time. So I just want to say hi to the folks back home and say that this song is for you. And I wrote it, actually I was inspired by my next door neighbor who, he was growing up in the Bay Area and his babysitter went on to become Miss South Lake Tahoe. And so I was just really fascinated by that idea because I was always, you know, falling in love with my babysitters when I was growing up. And I was like, man, what if they were beauty queen material? I remember when I was 5, my babysitter, long dark hair and black eyes. She stayed with me till I was 8. She took great care of me till she ran off to become the next Miss South Lake Tahoe. Desert land, show you I'm not little anymore, I am a man. Came to find you were getting passed around on the lounge act circuit. Let's leave this circus, don't they know?
Thank you. Thank you again, Amy.
Thank you.
One more time, people that are going to be wanting to get a hold of the album. First of all, is there a title?
Yes, it's called For Our Love.
For Our Love. Wonderful. And they'll be able to order online, pre-sale at Indiegogo?
Yes.
Okay. So if you liked what you heard and you want to help out and support the cause, Oregon United for Marriage, go online. Get a hold of this. Pre-sale goes on Monday, right?
Yep.
Awesome. I just want to, as we close the show tonight, want to thank my guest, Amy Blue. Thank you for coming on.
Thank
and
you.
For playing some wonderful music for us. Big thanks to Dexter for putting the show together, helping us out, and for really just taking that step forward, starting where you're at.
Thank you, Natalie. You know? So I really appreciate you too.
Yeah, wonderful. Awesome. Thanks for being in the studio. Also, big thanks to Susan Cecil for giving us some great feedback and on next month's show. And of course, Big thanks to Liam sound room for making it all happen. Thanks, Liam. So until next time, remember to live free, you know, live proud, and always live your life out loud.
Time is 7:02. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM and heard around the world at www.kbu.fm. Up next is Hard Knock Radio right after these messages.